ぐてばすればや
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 12. Rahugana converses with Judd Bharat. Text 3. Please repeat. Tasmat.
Tasmat.
Bhavantam.
Bhavantam.
Mama.
Mama.
Samshaya.
Samshaya.
Artham,
artham,
prakshyami,
prakshyami,
paschat,
paschat,
aduna,
aduna,
subodham,
subodham,
adhyatma yoga,
adhyatma yoga,
gratitam,
gratitam,
tava,
tava,
uktam,
akyahi,
kotuhala, chetasa, mei. The verse isn't written, is it?
No.
So I'll just read the Sanskrit. Tasmat bhavantam mama samshayartham prakshyami paschat aduna subodham adhyatma yoga gratitam tavoktam akya hiko tu hala chetaso me. Tasmad bhavantam mama samshayartham prakshyami paschad anudasubodham adhyatma yoga gratitam tavoktam akya hiko tu hala chetaso me. Tasmat, therefore, bhavantam,
bhavantam,
to you,
to you,
mama,
mama,
of me,
of me,
samshaya artham,
samshaya artham,
the subject matter that is not clear to me,
the subject matter that is not clear to me,
prakshyami,
prakshyami,
I shall submit,
I shall submit,
paschat,
paschat,
afterwards,
afterwards,
aduna,
aduna,
now,
now,
subodham,
subodham,
so that it can be clearly understood,
so that it can be clearly understood,
adhyatma yoga,
adhyatma yoga,
of mystic instruction,
of mystic instructions,
for self-realization,
for self-realization,
gratitam,
gratitam,
as composed,
as composed,
tava,
tava,
your,
your,
uktam,
uktam,
speech,
speech, speech,
akyahi,
akyahi,
please explain again.
Please explain again.
Kotuhala,
kotuhala,
chetasaha,
chetasaha,
whose mind is very inquisitive,
whose mind is very inquisitive,
to understand the mystery of such statements.
To understand the mystery of such statements.
May,
may,
to me.
To me.
Translation. Whatever doubts I have about a particular subject matter, I shall ask you about later. For the time being, these mysterious yoga instructions you have given me for self-realization appear very difficult to understand. Please repeat them in a simple way so that I can understand them. My mind is very inquisitive, and I want to understand this clearly. Please repeat. Whatever doubts I have,
whatever doubts I have
about a particular subject matter,
about a particular subject matter,
I shall ask you about later.
I shall ask you about later.
For the time being,
for the time being,
these mysterious yoga instructions,
these mysterious yoga instructions
you have given me for self-realization,
you have given me for self-realization,
appear very difficult to understand.
Appear very difficult to understand.
Please repeat them in a simple way.
Please repeat them in a simple way.
So that I can understand them.
So that I can understand them.
My mind is very inquisitive.
My mind is very inquisitive.
And I want to understand this clearly.
And I want to understand this clearly.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
The Vedic literature instructs tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam. An intelligent man must be very inquisitive to know the transcendental science deeply. Therefore, one must approach a guru, a spiritual master. Although Jad Bharat explained everything to Maharaj Rahugana, it appears that his intelligence was not perfect enough to understand clearly. He therefore requested a further explanation. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4:34, Tad vidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. The student must approach a spiritual master and surrender unto him fully. Pranipatena. He must also question him in order to understand his instructions. Pariprasnena. One should not only surrender to the spiritual master, but also render loving service unto him, sevaya, so that the spiritual master will be pleased with the student and explain the transcendental subject matter more clearly. A challenging spirit before the spiritual master should be avoided if one is at all interested in learning the Vedic instructions in depth. Translation again. Whatever doubts I have about a particular subject matter, I shall ask you about later. For the time being, these mysterious yoga instructions you have given me for self-realization appear very difficult to understand. Please repeat them in a simple way so that I can understand them. My mind is very inquisitive, and I want to understand this clearly. So in this verse, Maharaj Rahugana is admitting his incapacity to understand the first instructions that he received from Jad Bharat. In fact, he asked Judd Bharat to repeat the whole instruction again. And then, after he got a basic idea of the general subject, he would ask about specific topics. In other words, he was eager to understand properly. He was not just making a show. Sometimes we speak to people and they listen and smile, and we ask them, "Did you understand?" And they say yes. But then later, we find out that they didn't understand anything. They were just being polite and sitting and smiling and agreeing. So that type of show will not help a person to understand the subject properly. And the real qualification, as mentioned here, is that Maharaj Rahugana was very eager to understand the subject properly. And this eagerness, this inquisitiveness, is the first requirement for approaching a spiritual master. But that inquisitiveness should be serious about the higher purpose of life. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta Jigyasu Shreya Uttamam. There are two words in Sanskrit, Shreya and Prayas. Shreyas means ultimate good, and prayas means immediate gratification. So when one is inquisitive about the ultimate good, he should approach a spiritual master. A spiritual master is not meant for answering questions about immediate gratification. Of course, immediate gratification could be gross sense gratification, or it could even be a subtle gratification of curiosity or, as they say, academic concerns. In the early days of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada instituted a regular practice among his devotees called Istagosti. And in the Istagosti, the disciples were supposed to ask whatever questions they had. But he said the questions should be serious, not how many. Of course, when you get very deep into it, you might have more detailed questions. He said, not how many miles high was the Trinavarta deep, but you should ask questions that pertain to understanding the basic principles and practices of Krishna consciousness. And the devotees were very new. So there was a question where they would get the answers to the devotees' questions. And Srila Prabhupada said, Istagosti means to repeat what you have heard from the spiritual master. In other words, no speculation. So even though the devotees were so new, by this process of sincere questions and answers, they were able to make advancement, even in the absence of Srila Prabhupada's personal presence. So, one should be eager, and that the questions should be about one's ultimate benefit, Shreya Uttama. One should not ask in a challenging mood. Sometimes people ask in a challenging mood to show that they know more than the person they're asking. They know more than the guru. Or they want to find out if the guru knows as much as they do. When Srila Prabhupada was in Indore, as he often did, he would have visiting hours in the afternoon, and people could come and meet him. And he was he became very disgusted with the people who were coming, because they didn't really want to hear. They had their own opinions. And Srila Prabhupada said that they were presenting their opinions. And if he agreed with them, they thought, oh, this guru is very good. He agrees with me. And if he disagreed with them, he thought, oh, this guru is no good. So that they were polite, but in a polite way they were challenging, because they were Indian. But at the first Delhi Pandal, there was a young man who challenged Prabhupada in a very rude way, more like, because he was Australian, or what, not specifically about Australian, but not, you say, the Western. So he looked like a hoodlum. I don't know how they translate that in Gunda, but it's different there. He was wearing like a leather vest and chains, and he had wild long hair, and it's very like, you know, strong and muscular. So right when Srila Prabhupada was giving his talk, this young man tried to climb up onto the stage. And Srila Prabhupada also had some strong disciples, and they were ready to keep him down. But Srila Prabhupada said, no, let him come. And then he said, give him asan. They gave him a cushion. And then Prabhupada said, give him the microphone. So then he addressed Srila Prabhupada in a very challenging way. He said, have you realized yourself within yourself? Like, have you really realized yourself within yourself? And Srila Prabhupada replied, yes. That was the end of that one. So then he said, how old is the Bhagavad Gita? Maybe Prabhupada had said 5,000 years. So I said, how old is the Bhagavad Gita? And then the young man said, well, actually, and then he gave his own date, maybe a more recent date. And Prabhupada said, that's nonsense. And then, you know, then the young man said, well, you know, so and so and so and so say that it's that that's how old it is. And Prabhupada said, I don't accept their authority. So then it was going back and forth, and then the young man wanted to ask another question, the same, back and forth means like arguing, in the same challenging mood. And Srila Prabhupada said, I'm not going to answer your question. And I answered, no, no, you have to answer my question. And Prabhupada said, no, I'm not your servant. I don't have to answer your question. You answer my question. And then Prabhupada said, what is the proper method for understanding the Bhagavad Gita? And the young man said, no, you answer my question. Prabhupada said, no, you answer my question. I asked first. And so it was going back and forth, and the guy got very belligerent, and Prabhupada motioned, okay, you can remove him now. So Prabhupada's strong disciples came and sort of lifted him off of his asana and escorted him off the stage. So this interaction created a sensation. You can imagine in front of 20,000 people in Connaught Place. It was a very prestigious location and a very prestigious event. And I was sort of to the side in the audience. I was distributing books. But this conversation was so riveting, everyone stopped everything. And they were just like listening to what was happening and watching. And as soon as it ended, the audience became polarized. One group said, and I was there amidst them so I could hear it, one group said, your Guru Maharaj lost his temper, he shouldn't have lost his temper. Your Guru Maharaj didn't answer his question, he should have answered his question. And they like got up and they were like surrounding us. It was like their anger was being vented on us. And then the other ones, they were sitting wanting to hear what Prabhupada would say next. And Prabhupada proceeded to discuss the proper method for understanding the Bhagavad Gita, as mentioned here in the purport, Tadvidi Pranipatena, first you surrender Pariprashnena, then you ask questions and seva, then you render service. That's the method, not coming up like you know everything and you can challenge anyone. So there had been some politicians involved in the organization of the Pandal, and they had the idea that by being associated with the Pandal, with Srila Prabhupada and the movement, that they would gain political popularity. And the disciples asked Srila Prabhupada. They said, Srila Prabhupada, these politicians, they may not genuinely want to help us, but they want to be seen with us so religious people who are the types who would come to the Pando, would vote for them. And Srila Prabhupada said, we don't mind if someone takes advantage of us as long as we don't lose. And everyone agreed we weren't really losing from having them, you know, help with the organization and come on stage and make announcements. So they continued. But when this happened, some of them also got upset because they felt that the people who were turning against Prabhupada might also turn against them because they were supporting Prabhupada. So, as I mentioned, there was this like group of sort of angry, dissatisfied people gathering around us, and it was quite tense. So we were sort of gravitating towards the side of the stage, you know, towards the back, and sort of, joining forces with each other. And one of these politicians, he just said to Malati, your Guru Maharaj has spoiled everything. And Malati replied, my Guru Maharaj hasn't spoiled anything. And she slapped him in the face. And I was pretty new. I had never seen anything like that before. But actually, I felt good about it. I felt like she was showing, you know, her Guru Nishtha, her strong faith and devotion to Srila Prabhupada. And when you read in the scripture what you're supposed to do if someone blasphemes the Lord or a pure devotee, that was mild. She didn't cut out his tongue, or just gave him like a little slap. So this basic question, what is the method for learning the Bhagavad Gita, was it the spiritual science? This should come first. You could imagine what it looked like from the stage, 20,000 people sitting, you know, dressed pretty nicely, pious people listening and agreeing. But when it really came out, you know, the different people showed their colors in different ways. And Prabhupada was not for making a show. That, okay, I'll be the good guru and I'll sit on the seat and give some nice sounding talk, and they can be the good disciples and sit politely and smile and agree with everything. I remember one humorous little incident in Madras. I went with a small group, or I should say a small group of us went. We were the first devotees to go to Madras. And I was, you know, meeting the biggest people there. And one of the parties owned the TVS group. And, T.T. Narasimha. So he had a program. He had this beautiful mansion with a garden near this ocean. And so in that particular configuration of devotees, Achyutananda Swami was like the Swami, and he would give the talks. So it was like very glamorous, you know, this beautiful white mansion, and then the garden perfectly manicured with flowers and bushes and fountains and statues. You know, it was like very heavenly. And then afterwards, you know, we're sort of mingling with the people. And there's one very, you know, sort of aristocratic looking gentleman comes up to me and wants to discuss more. And he said, As the Swami said in his talk, it is all one. Now, that is not at all what Achyutananda Swami said, quite to the contrary. But his head was so full of his own ideas, he couldn't hear. It was filtered, if you want to call it. It was filtered in such a distorted way that he heard what he wanted to hear. Or maybe he didn't hear anything. And he just wanted, maybe he just assumed that that's what Achyutananda Swami would say, is like making some social, intellectual, philosophical, spiritual talk with me. So there are so many anomalies in this process of hearing, inquiring, and hearing. But it all comes down to eagerness to hear. So for one's ultimate good. That's what it comes to. And if we don't have that, the process will not be effective. That said, Srila Prabhupada and his followers do speak to people who are not necessarily inquisitive into their ultimate good, in the hopes that by hearing they can become inquisitive into their ultimate good. You know, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that this science should not be explained to those who are not envious or who are not austere. And basically it's for devotees. But Srila Prabhupada says sometimes a preacher who knows the heart of the Lord, ultimately the Lord wants everyone to come back to him, he will take a risk and speak in a open audience where there may be people who are not austere and who may in fact be envious. But they take the risk because they know how important it is to Krishna to get his lost children back to him. And therefore, sometimes Prabhupada did meet challenges. We meet challenges. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, all the acharyas who preach in a big way, meet challengers. And although in certain contexts, an advanced devotee may not want to argue, like when the Digvijay, the champion scholar and debater, came to Vrindavan and he challenged, you know, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, you know. They didn't want to waste their time. He just wanted to establish that, like, he's the champion, he's the best. Okay, they signed the certificate. Okay, you defeated me. You're happy now. Okay, you defeated me. But then when they came to Jiva Goswami, he also wasn't in the mood to argue just for the sake of arguing and defeating someone. But for him, it was a matter of the honor of his gurus, Rupa and Sanatana, that this character was going around saying, oh, I defeated Rupa Goswami, I defeated Sanatana Goswami. So he took up the challenge, not because he wanted to show that he was a better scholar or debater, but because he didn't want this person to go around falsely claiming he had defeated his gurus. So it may be that at a certain stage a preacher will not pursue an argument further. I think of one case, again, from the earlier days when Srila Prabhupada was preaching in America. And, you know, one fellow in the audience said, because, you know, Prabhupada was saying if you don't become Krishna conscious, you can take birth in a lower species. And, you know. So his was like, well, what's the harm, you know, if you take birth in a, like a cat or dog or hog. And Prabhupada patiently tried to explain, but the person was so stubborn, he just kept arguing. And finally Prabhupada said, okay, you have my blessings. You can become a pig in your next life. So many cases. But preaching is the best way to become Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada said in a lecture in Calcutta that when you preach, people will have questions. They will challenge you. And to get the answers, you have to surrender to Krishna. You have to, like, pray to Krishna to give you the answer. And so it's the best way to be Krishna conscious. You're always thinking of Krishna and praying to Krishna. So, and, you know, by, this is Shravanam Kirtanam, you repeat what you heard. And by repeating, the subject becomes more clear and more realized. But here, Maharaj Rahugana being a king, he was so genuine that, and Jed Bharat was playing the part of like a sort of dull person, just externally. But he humbled himself. Pranipate na surrender. It means being humble. And that's really the first requirement. And, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam gives examples of very big people which attracts our attention. And, you know, for a king to humble himself before what if someone who had been his palanquin carrier means very humble and very eager to learn. Eager to learn means you're humble. Eager to learn means you think I'm in trouble and I don't know how to get out of trouble. So you realize you don't know the answer, but you need help. So that should be our mood, because we are in trouble. We're in the material world, we have a material body. I mean, we might think, like King Rahugana at one stage, I'm fine, you know, I'm a king, I've got my wealth and my servants and, you know, my power. But actually, anything can be taken away in a moment. None of us is in a secure position. But we want to be. We're always afraid. They're always afraid. Most of what a person does is based on fear. Fear of losing his money, fear of losing his reputation, fear of losing his health, fear, you know, just by surrendering to Krishna, Abhicharan, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, one becomes fearless. And this is the method. Hare Krishna. So it is almost 9. I guess we could maybe take one question. Is it? Yes.
Thank you. Actually, I have two questions.
Okay.
You mentioned that Ishtabhashti, while explaining Ishtabhashti, you said Srila Prabhupada said that means that one should repeat the words of the spiritual master and not speculate. Can one adjust or be innovative according to time, place, circumstances, or according to the audience?
Srila Prabhupada said realization means that one should be able to present the same principles, but in a novel way that's interesting to the audience. But one never thinks that one has surpassed the previous authorities, or one knows more than they know, or is better than they are. But yes, one can do that. Every acharya has done that.
And every morning when we chant the Guru Puja prayers, one of the lines is Dibba Gyan Hride Prakashita. You know, like it's revealed. So, is the mercy of the spiritual master the only way to gain knowledge through revelation from the heart, or the by pleasing the spiritual master is the only way to gain knowledge in the?
Well, if one has a spiritual master, then one understands that the other processes are based on the spiritual master's mercy. So, I mean, one can get knowledge by doing service, but that's also by the grace of the Guru. One can get knowledge by associating with advanced devotees, but that's also by the grace of the Guru. One can get knowledge by chanting the holy names. One can get knowledge by studying the scripture. But, you know, it's based on the Guru's mercy, and if one becomes offensive towards the Guru, then, you know, one can lose the other mercy that one's getting from other sources. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanandu.
Thank you, Lord Maharaj.